But see, he's saying that 7.5 includes the land.
Kind of a reasonable effect, but saying, okay, you know, we're going to walk across. But you do add in an income, say, okay, is this reasonably, does this go along kind of what they're
looking at? Yes. This is the income approach that he's trying to refer to right there.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Yeah, this one's 25.
That's the number I had, 75.
75, yes, so that's the number.
At 8.5% market cap.
Just for the building?
Yeah, just
and the improvements, not the land.
Yeah. And then you'd add the land at
1.1. This is our numbers, and when you come down here, you see the 90, and then you see the final number of the 7s on. Then we have the neighborhood thing, the 1.15.
Okay, but the 90, there's a big, that's the big difference. They're putting their condition of their building a lot less than you.
25 or 24%.
Well, they're putting in 74%.
Right.
We're putting
That's
in
what I'm 90. Saying.
Yeah.
They're discounting.
Yeah,
discounting. And we're at 90%.
Yeah. We're discounting 10%. They're discounting 26%.
Yeah, when she plugs in her numbers, I think they're using, I think one of the differences, Emmanuel, is that she's claiming that the building condition is better than what you've got it at.
Okay.
That's
better neighborhood, they have to keep it better.
And it's better area there. I think that's what they've got. That's one of the differences.
And we put it as a Class D instead of Class C.
It's and actually they lowered your class, so that
so
helps you.
So I guess let's go on a, if you guys did a Class D, what's your guys' base cost per square foot? We're sitting at a 73.
Do you know what the square foot
is that adjusted?
Like
I think we had that
16,000 something. Hold on, I've got it.
On this chart, it says 5781. Right? Susan, that's what you have?
This is the thing Dan
gross
provided.
Building area, 116,827. Leasable area, 104,868.
I guess I have to guess it because we've got the. And Dan,
what?
That
yeah.
There.
But that's right, 5781. What is this question, Danza?
So why are his numbers show it's 116,827? So is he double the square footage?
Oh, you think his square footage is off on the.
Yeah, he's got 116,827 square feet, is what this shows.
Yeah, that's what Dan has.
So. Oh, I thought you said it was 57.
No, no, I'm just talking about per adjusted price per square
oh,
foot.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Now, Emmanuel, are you aware that you can go on the Beacon site and get your property record card with all of our measurements for your property?
I was not aware. Let's see. I don't know
so. If you go to the website, www.taneycounty.org /assessor.
Back into it, right?
Correct.
So the land would be
1.185.
Well, but that's a separate parcel.
Right. And he's I don't think he's arguing the fact of land.
Well, the separate parcels already, they're not arguing land anymore. This is 624 is just the building.
So that will be adjusted to 500.
Emmanuel, are you able to find it?
Yeah, I'm able to find it now. I see. Okay. So I'm looking here. I do see your improvements are pretty much at 90%. Looks like you have a couple of improvements at 75% condition. Those are 2006. So our depreciation is coming. Our physical depreciation is pretty much that's just all based on Marshall and the age of the building and kind of how Marshall calculates physical depreciation.
There was an increase this year.
And we use a program called Honeycut, which is an older program that has to be adjusted using indexes.
Honeycutt?
Yes, sir.
I'm not familiar with that. So can you, did Honeycutt fit like depreciation?
Yeah, Honeycutt is a program that was made in the 1980s by the state of Missouri, and then they sold it off, and it was bought by the people with Marshall and Swift. But we continue to use that, and we don't do updates on it every year. The State Tax Commission monitors us, and they ask us to make index increases to account for the price of materials going up. That's what you're dealing with, and that's what I'm dealing with. So when we look at depreciation of your building at 90, we're saying when the appraiser goes out and takes a look at it, how it looks to him, it looks still looks new. It's very maintained. But the program itself, when that sketch goes in, that accounts for your age. That depreciates down the age, but you can't really see that underlying age depreciation going into it.
If you feel comfortable with the income, I mean, that's, what about you, Jerry?
Yes, I do.
Do you have any questions about his income approach?
Do you want to walk us through the income approach that you did?
Yeah, so the high income approach, you know, with the total area that we have, the 104,868 feet, we threw an income rate on it of $8 with 10% vacancy and 15% expenses and an 8.5 cap. And kind of gets it to 7.55 or $72 a square foot. So what we're looking at here, the value of this building all in all together is pretty much 9.2, and we're at 7.65. So based on the cost approach, which, you know, we're kind of both going off of, the biggest thing is our depreciation and the difference. You know, am I kind of getting this correct?
I think so.
All right. Let's see here. You know, I gave a little bit on the depreciation. Would that be something you guys are, you know, willing to take into consideration?
Yeah, I mean, that would...
Because it sounds like from, you know, you guys are using, it sounds like we're using two different
35%
methods. You guys use the Honeycutt method, and, you know, we are using, the Marshall. And it seems like we're kind of getting that difference that is on that depreciation. Well, I guess... kind of backing up a little bit. Did you guys have any questions about my income and you know?
No, we've looked at both of your, all of your stuff here.
Okay.
I think the board is considering a drop, but I don't know that we're going to go down to the income approach drop, but is there a motion?
I would make a motion on BOE 624. For the appraised value to be $7.8 million.
I'll second.
$7.8 million.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
$7.8,
which is a drop of $200,000. Looks like on BOE 624.
Yep.
Okay, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right, you'll get a decision within a couple of days, and obviously it'll have instructions on there. If you feel that's not appropriate, you can go to the State Tax Commission, but we do appreciate your business in Taney County.
We have to do the land.
All right, thank you. So that's
what we're through it. Okay.
So you, the decision will be made, you guys will let us know, and then I'll pretty much, continue with my submission of that 7.564, correct?
Yes, if you feel that the decision of 7.8 is not appropriate, you can take that to the state tax commission, and the instructions are on the sheet if you feel that 7.8 is not appropriate as far as value. Okay?
All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. VOE 419 says it's an in-person. What is?
I think this is Branson Hills.
Is it Branson Hills?
It is. It's a residence.
Okay. This is the. We got our ear chewed last night for 30 minutes on this one. So this is another Branson Hills. Okay. I was trying to remember what we continued. This was land on David Hershey. Looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah. What was that?
Yeah, that's the Reno Springs Road where he's got 89 acres and production to market rate.
His neighbors have
I'm sorry?
Oh, yeah, he doesn't have productivity, but his neighbors do. Yeah. I remember that one. It has the rectangle, and then it has the wonky little piece on the right side of it. With the creek going through it.
Yeah, let's look at the aerial view again so we can remind ourselves.
Yeah, I remember this one.
I was trying to remember what we had them at. Well, this is the guy that went up 5,000% or something.
And then it's that little sliver to the right. So it's in a floodplain.
Down the bottom, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up to how much?
So he's got 80 acres and then another 9 in that second piece. And he just went from, like I said, from an ag rate to market.
Yeah, this is the one that went up a lot.
Is he going to get us something else?